So the question, why should I defend Citizens United, the Citizens United ruling in Supreme Court, which basically allows for corporate and union funding of campaigns and eliminates a lot of the limits on those campaigns? Not enough elimination of limits, in my view, but at least moves in the right direction of more freedom to give candidates money. Well, I think you should defend it because it's the right position. It's a position that's pro-free speech. Just because you're rich shouldn't mean the state has a right to muzzle you. So whether you're rich because you own a corporation or you're rich as an individual doesn't matter. Or you're rich because you're a union and you collect dues. You should be able to use your money to express yourself, including to express yourself about any particular political candidate, a particular political issue. And that's what we're talking about. What campaign finance reform tries to do is say, no, the rich can't use their money to advocate for a particular position. But that's ridiculous. Free speech means I can use whatever means I have at my disposal that are mine to advocate for anything that I want, whether you like it or not. And it has nothing to do with how much money I spend on it. Free speech is free speech. Money is not the issue. So if you believe in free speech, or in other words, if you believe in liberty and freedom, you have to defend Citizens United and much, much more than Citizens United. What you have to defend is the elimination of all barriers to campaign financing, to speech, to discussion, to buying ads, to expressing oneself. Whether it's expensive or whether it's cheap is irrelevant to the ability to express oneself.